Our topics today is about why do I need the truth? If you can remember, 2 weeks ago, we were actually discussing about the truth. That is, what is the truth? We delve into understanding the truth as having two components, invisible and the visible components. So we concluded 2 weeks ago that the truth has two components. Last week, we exposed the truth by itself and we answered the question about who is that truth? And we concluded that Christ is the truth. But today, I'll begin to answer the question of why do you need the truth? Why do I need the truth? Or why do I need Christ? Since we said Christ is the divine truth. There are many reasons to why we need the truth. But it is important to know that when you know the truth, that truth will set you free. Remember, we use the Bible as our reference. So again, if we open our Bible to John chapter 8, verse 32, we see what Jesus Christ said there. He said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So that truth sets you free from bondage of sins. That truth will set you free from lie, from deception, from falsehood, from eternal condemnation, from fear, from despair, from enemies, from uncertainty, from false indoctrination, from idolatry, and all kinds of evils. So to understand the true God, you need his divine truth. To understand God's righteousness and live according to his righteousness, you need divine truth, which is Christ. So before we continue to talk about all benefits and many other good reasons to know the truth, I would like to expand on the bondage of sins. Do you know that all human beings are sinners and born into sin and are all under the bondage of sins? I know some people might be thinking and say, "No, I'm not a sinner." Do you realize that the thought of itself, thinking that you are not a sinner, that you have made yourself to be self-righteous and you have denied the human nature, you have sinned. So according to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned, everyone, and fall short of the glory of God." Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20 also states, "For there is no just man on earth who does good and does not sin." So there's no human being that could say, "I've not done something wrong. I've never met someone that said, in his own entire life, that has not done something wrong." For example, to lie, or to have done something morally wrong in some capacity, either to yourself, whether to friends, family members, colleagues at work, others, or to government, to institution, right? Place of worship, to employer, or in our society or community. There's no way you will have said you have not done a wrong thing. Either you have done it by act or thought in your mind, or by your verbal expression, you will have done something wrong. So even for a kid, let's take a 3-year-old kid that a parent has instructed. He said, "Do not go to this cookie jar unless I give it to you." And if one of the parents step out of the kitchen and leave the cookie jar, and a 3-year-old girl or boy, I believe he will look around and say, "Where's mom? Where's dad? No one is there." He will try to reach into the cookie bar. He'll reach into the cookie jar and he'll pick up a cookie. Let's say he's just eating the cookie and unfortunately, one of the parents just opened the door of the kitchen and the kid look up. And one of them, the parents asked, why are you taking cookie from a cookie jar, which you are instructed not to do so? The kid might be so smart, rub his mouth and say, no, parents, I've not done it. Or even if they find out he or she is actually eating the cookie, he or she has disobeyed the parents. And if she's trying to cover it up, he or she has lied. The kid has lied. So we could see that the sin itself, it doesn't leave the kids out. It's something that they have been inherited. So simply, sin means missing the mark, or to do wrong, to offend, to disobey, or to transgress. So sin is our nature. It's a natural act. It is inherently a part of our nature. In fact, in the book of Galatians chapter 5, 19 to 21, it tells us what our sinful nature and practice of that sinful nature. We started from verse 9, which says, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-abusions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and lies, which means it's not exhaustible, continues and continues and continues based on our human nature. Which, of course, the Bible says, which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if we look inward unto ourselves and see our practices, we will understand that somehow we have missed the mark, or have come to the short of the glory of God. So it has to be fixed. Therefore, we need Christ. We need the truth. Remember, Jesus Christ himself stated in John 14, verse 6, he said, I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life. That no one comes to the Father except through me. There's no one come to the true God except through the truth. And with the truth is Jesus Christ. So you need the truth, because it is only the truth that can set you free from the bondage of sins. So, but you do know what? The wages of sin is death. That is, if we are in bondage of sin, definitely our destiny or destination will be spiritual death. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. He told us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Lord. So we could see we need the truth. We need the truth to set us free from bondage of sins. We need the truth to grant us eternal life. So with the truth, we can have eternal life. So you need the truth also to be transformed from a sinner to a righteous person. If I say righteous person, what do I mean by that? That you have a good right standing with the Lord, with God Almighty, the creator of the universe. For you have to be justified. So you need to be justified that you are morally cleansed from your inward activities that leads to these sins and practices that God condemns. So you need the truth. You need Christ, so that you'll be justified and receive the grace from God, so that you'll be free from eternal condemnation and from the wrath of God. So we need the truth for other reasons. We need the truth to understand the purpose of our life. You want to know why you existing? You need the truth to understand that. You need this truth to understand the will of God for your life. Is the current path you have, is it the right path for you? Is that the will of God for your life? Whatever you're doing, whatever activities, is that the true will for you? Is that what God wished for your life? You need the truth. You need the Christ, so that you'll be able to receive blessings and promises from God. So no matter what your situation is right now, drug addict, you're failing, you don't even know the purpose of life, you are lost, you're a pathological liar, parents don't like you, you don't like yourself, you're a criminal. No matter what your situation, or you are a very ethical person, you are someone that appear outside, outwardly good, but inward you are dying, lack of hope. So you need the truth in your life. So we need the truth. We need Christ to receive salvation so that we'll be saved from eternal damnation. We need peace in our life. To have peace, to have joy, to have love, and to have hope for this eternal life. You need the truth. You need Christ. So we need the truth to develop faith in God. Without the truth, you can't trust who God is. Without the truth, you cannot identify the true God. So you need the truth. And we know the truth. Our divine truth is Christ Jesus. You need the truth to receive your healings and deliverances. Something is torturing you that you don't know. You are sick right now, physically sick. You could be sick emotionally. You could be sick spiritually. You could be under the bondage of Satan or evil or devil or any form of enemies. There's something that is a stronghold in your life that you're trying to yank out. You are finding solutions. You've been running there, here and there. You've been to many people. You've been to psychiatrists, psychologists. You have met people that have called themselves spiritualists. You have received all kinds of counsel. You are using medications. This trouble did not leave you. You need deliverances. You need healings. You need spiritual healing. And this you could get through the truth, through Christ. Because with the truth and having Christ, you will have rest in life. If I say rest means your inner peace from inside out. You need the truth. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and have heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, I am lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You see, when you find the truth and you know the truth, you have rest in you. You have internal peace from within inside. Because you have through all your leading, your work, your problem, your situations, your agony, you have told into the truth, who is Christ. So the list of the benefits, opportunity, the reason why you need the truth, it goes on and on and on and on. But I tell you, everything that concerns good human living and destiny, I'm talking about eternal destiny, everything is in Christ, the divine truth. Is in Christ, the divine truth. But there are false. There are falses. And of course, we have lies. We have deception. Futility is there. Self-righteousness. Religions are there. Men's wisdom are there. Humanism. Godless. Agnostic. Atheistic. Intellectualism. Paganism. All kinds of worldviews. And so on and so on. That they may defy the need for Christ as their divine truth. But I tell you that if you open to Romans chapter 1, 18 to 24, for God, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who in their wickedness suppress the trifle and the truth. So we are saying that God does not overlook the sin. There's a wrath of God coming upon those people that do not walk according to the truth of God. So if verse 19 says, because that which is known about God is evident within them, that is in their inner part, in their consciousness, for God has made it evident to them. For ever since the creation of the world is invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature, they have been clearly seen, been understood through his workmanship, that is, through his creation and wonderful things that he has made. We could see that. So that they who fail to believe and trust in him, they are without excuse and without defense. For even though they knew God as the creator, some people believe that they know there's God, there's someone that is supreme. They did not honor him as God or give thanks for his wondrous creation. On the contrary, they became worthless in their thinking godless with pointless reasonings and silly speculations. And their foolish heart was darkened, claiming to be wise. They think they are very intelligent, intellectual. They became fools and exchanged the glory and majesty and excellence of immortal God for an image, worthless idols, in the shape of mortal men and birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their own hearts, to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, abandoning them to the degrading power of sin, because by their choice, they have exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. So the Lord is blessed. We have been making our own reasoning capacity who we are with pride, self-righteousness, religious coverages, intellectualism, paganism, all sorts of things to defend that no, there is no God. No, there's no truth. No, everything just exists the way it is. But I tell you, there's an intelligent being. There's an intelligent power that have created the whole universe. So, why do we need the truth? We need the truth so that we will avoid the internal condemnation. We need the truth so that when we know the truth, it will set us free from bondage of sins. It will set us free from lie, from deception, from falsehood, for all kinds of religious activities, for things that burden our heart, that making our heart to result in despair and making us unsettled inside. But when you receive and you know this truth and you have Christ, you have this peace. So thank you very much. So in our next episode, we will be discussing and answering another question. Because how could you receive this truth? How could you get this truth? We have the answers to what is the truth? Who is the truth? Why do I need the truth? But now you have all of that. You have the answers. But how do you get the truth? Remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Thank you for listening to CDT on the air on ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation. The Lord will bless you and make his truth to be known to you. So we see you next week to discover how to get or receive the truth. God bless you.
Christ alone will I glory, I could pride myself in battles won. I've been blessed beyond measure.
Thank you for listening. We hope you are blessed and edified. Tune in next week for another episode of CDT on the air. May God bless you.
Stop and count successes like diamonds in my hand. But these trophies are not equal to the grace by which I stand.
Hi, my name is Jerome Barrett. I am the Vice President for the Student Government Association. And you are listening to ycradio.org, the voice of today's generation.